Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起开始祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this chance to study your word.
主啊，我们为今天有机会来学习你的话语来感谢。
Help us to become people who are wise.
帮助我们成为有智慧的人。
So that we will live lives that bring honor to you.
所以我们可以过一个能尊荣你的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Let me start by asking a couple questions.
我先开始可能问一两个问题。
Maybe first I should start and explain our topic.
先来解释一下我们今天的主题。
I think, maybe four times, five times this year we are going to have a combined Sunday school.
所以今年呢我们大概有四次或者五次有联合组织学。
And each time I am going to teach from the book of Proverbs.
每次呢我们都会从箴言里来讲。
Each time I will take one topic and try to trace through the book.
每次呢我会找一个主体然后就从这个箴言整章来看。
So we will have one session what Proverbs teaches about our tongue, our speech.
所以呢有一次呢我们会专门讲箴言上怎么来教导我们的那个言语舌头。
A session about what Proverbs teaches about marriage.
有一个专门是讲婚姻从箴言上来讲。
Family.
家庭。
Money.
金钱。
I think I'm going to do one on work.
然后还有一次我们会讲工作。
But today I want to start with just sort of an overview.
所以今天相当于一个概论式的。
With this idea.
我们的这个主体是。
To ask, are you wise or are you foolish?
你是智慧人吗？还是一个愚笨人？
Now, let me begin by asking you a question.
让我们问大家一个问题。
How many of you think that you are probably wise?
多少人觉得你自己还挺聪明，挺有智慧的？没人敢举手。
I see one brave person.
我只看到有一位很勇敢，两个。
And of course, he is related to the second person.
然后呢，这个很勇敢的人跟第二个很勇敢的人，两个人是有亲戚关系的。
One of those two people is right.
有，但是呢，这两个人中间只有一个人是聪明人。
The other is my student.
另外一个是我的学生。
I won't ask how many of you think you are foolish.
多少人，我也不会让你们举手，说多少人觉得你很笨。
But here's what I want you to think about.
可以让你想一想。
Is it possible to be a Christian but also to be foolish?
有没有可能你是基督徒但是呢却比较傻傻的笨笨的愚笨
How many of you say yes you can be a Christian and still be foolish?
我们多少人觉得哦大家都举手了觉得说我们可以是基督徒但是又挺愚笨的
Okay. How many of you think that if you are a Christian and you are foolish that it is going to be more difficult in your Christian life? You are going to suffer.
多少人觉得我是基督徒又比较愚笨那我的基督徒生活就会受苦多少人觉得会是这样的结果好我们每个人都举手了
Good, okay, I agree with you.
我很同意大家的想法
Proverbs very rarely does like the Ten Commandments and says, thou shalt not do this.
箴言不是像十诫就说不可这样不可那样。
Instead, Proverbs does something much different.
箴言的这个形式是很不一样的。
If I were better with PowerPoint, I would have drawn this on the slide.
如果我要是有办法我可以在我们这个屏幕上画一画这个 PPT 上画一下。
But for computers, I am foolish. All I can do are the words.
所以呢对电脑呢我是比较笨的我只能说写这个字。
But Proverbs shows two roads, two paths.
那个箴言呢显示了两条道路。
A path of folly, a path of wisdom.
一个是智慧的路一个是愚妄的路。
And instead of saying, thou shalt not do this,
不是说你不可这样。
It usually will say, a wise person will do this.
他基本上他会这样讲说一个智慧人会这样做。
A foolish person will do this.
一个愚人会这样做。
If you see the path, the further you go, the further apart they become.
你看到这两条道路，这个愚人跟这个智慧的路，就是到最后就越来越宽，越来越远。
So the path of folly is going this way, the path of wisdom is going this way, and they are getting further and further apart.
所以愚妄人的路是往这边走，那个智慧人的路是往那边走，那个时间越久呢，就离得越远。
Now here is the problem for many of us in our lives when we face decisions.
当我们在面对生活中的要做决定的时候，我们的问题是什么呢？
Just think real quickly about an important decision that you have right now.
想一想你现在目前要做的一个很重要的决定。
Now important might not be buying a house.
这个不是说你要重要到说你一定要买一个房子。
But it might be there is a coworker or a family member.
有可能是你的同事或者是你的家人。
And there is something you really want to tell them.
你很想去告诉他们。
But in your mind, you know, that's probably not a wise thing to say.
在你的心里边，你觉得可能我现在这样去说，可能不是一个很有智慧的事情。
That's an important decision because it's going to determine your relationship with them.
因为你这样去说呢，会决定你们之间的关系。
So, it might be with a decision about your money.
或者是关于你经济上、金钱上的一个决定。
It could be many things.
你可能是很多的事情。
How many of you have thought by now? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to tell us what it is.
我不会让大家就是你能想到，不会让你去回答问题，在你来说。
But how many of you have thought by now of a decision that you know you will need to make soon?
你大概知道不知道你有个决定，你必须很快就是要做这个决定了。
Raise your hands. I won't ask you what it is.
大家都举手，可以举手，我不会问你说你要做什么决定。
Okay. How many of you know what the wise decision is?
多少人你知道这个智慧的决定是什么？好像这会儿就不太有人举手。有很多人还是知道的。
Which is probably more difficult? What is wise or what is foolish?
那个在一个智慧跟一个愚拙的决定之间来知道他们的不同是不是很容易呢？
The wise is more difficult?
是这个智慧的决定更容易呢？更困难呢？
Yes, yes.
要做一个有智慧的选择是不是更困难呢？
Here is the problem for us.
问题是什么呢？
The wise decision is usually the harder decision.
一般来讲，这个比较有智慧的决定是一个更困难的决定。
And so here's what we decide.
所以我们就要开始做决定。
We decide I'm going to go the foolish one because it's easier.
我决定要走这个愚笨的决定，因为呢，这个道路，因为那个更容易做决定。
But then my next decision I will make wise. Get me back on the right track.
然后呢，我下个决定呢，我就再做这个智慧的决定，这样子呢，可以就是让我回到这个智慧的道路上。
The longer you go, the further you go on the path of folly.
你在这个愚笨的这个愚妄的道路上走得越长越久。
The harder it is to start making the wise decisions.
就你要再做智慧的决定就更难。
You're in a marriage.
你在婚姻中。
You and your wife argue, disagree.
你跟你太太吵架，你们俩有不同意见，争吵。
The wise decision is to say, I better say no more.
那个智慧的决定就是说我最好现在住口，别再说了。
The easy decision is to say something unkind.
容易的决定就是给他说点那个批评的那个就是不友善的话。
And at that moment you think, I really want to say this.
你在那一刻你那个气头上你说我真想把这句话给说出去。
Later I can be wise.
再等一等我再变智慧吧，我以后再说。
And you take a step.
然后呢你就往这个愚妄的决定上走了一步。
You understand?
你了解到了吗？
Next week, there's another argument.
下个星期呢你们俩又吵架了，又有争论了。
But now you're even further away from wisdom.
你现在离这个智慧越来又更远了，然后你就越走越远，然后再一走远。
And soon you would have to humble yourself.
很快的，你必须得要放下你自己，谦卑你自己，才能回到这个智慧的决定上。现在这个距离已经太远了。
Proverbs shows us that every decision we make is moving us one direction or the other.
箴言告诉我们，我们每个做的决定其实都把我们在这条路上带得更远，让我们在那个方向走得更远。
And so wisdom becomes very important in guiding our life.
所以呢，智慧在引导我们的生活方面变得非常的重要。
A pastor told me this story.
有一个牧师告诉我这样一个故事。
A lady came to him from his church.
他教会的一位女士来找这位牧师。
And said, I received an email from someone in Nigeria who wants to give me $1 million.
他说我收到一个 email, 说从尼日利亚有个人要给我100万。
All I have to do is send my bank account number so they can deposit the money.
我只要把我的银行的账号告诉他们，他们就可以把那个100万美金就转到我的账上。
This was an elderly lady.
这是一个年长的女士。
The pastor said, please don't do that.
那个牧师说千万不能这样做。
And the lady said, well, let me pray.
那个女士说让我回家去祷告吧。
I wish this was a joke, but it's not.
我希望这个就是只是一个玩笑，但是实际上不是。
She prayed.
她祷告了。
And she decided that God was providing her money so she could give it to missionaries.
她就觉得哦，神要把这个钱一百万美金给她，这样她可以来支持这个宣教士。
She sent her information.
她就把她的这个银行账号什么都给那个了。
And she lost all of her money.
她的银行上所有的钱都被骗走了。
Now, was she a Christian?
她是不是一个基督徒呢？
Yes.
她是一个基督徒。
Did she pray?
她有没有祷告呢？
Yes.
她也祷告了。
Was she wise?
她聪明吗？
No.
不聪明。
No.
一点都不聪明。
You can be a Christian and not be wise.
你可以是一个基督徒，但是却没有智慧，没有聪明。
And if you are, it will bring pain into your life.
如果你没有智慧，没有聪明，会给你的生命带来痛苦。
And so in these sessions, we're going to look at some practical things about being wise.
所以我们会看一些很实际的一些做法，怎么样成为有智慧的人。
Today, we're going to just sort of do an overview.
今天我们就是一个概论。
John Calvin said, wisdom is two things.
那个约翰·加尔文说，智慧就包括两部分。
Knowing God.
认识神。
Knowing ourselves.
认识我们自己。
We know God through the fear of the Lord.
我们认识神是通过对神的敬畏来认识神。
And we'll come back to that later.
我们待会儿来看这一节。
We know ourselves, Psalm says, by numbering our days.
我们认识我们自己是要说知道怎么样来数算我们的日子。
David says, or the Psalm says, when I count my days, it shows me how important wisdom is.
那个诗篇上说当我数算我的日子之后我就知道说智慧有多么的重要。
You see, when you are a teenager,
当你是一个青少年的时候
and you think you will live forever,
你觉得你会永远活着。
You think, you know, if I make a bad decision, it's okay.
就算我现在做个错误的决定也没关系。
Mom and dad will help me out.
爸爸妈妈会帮我。
And I have lots of time anyway.
然后我还有好多好多时间我可以纠正。
But when you are 40,
但是你现在已经40岁了
and you start to think, my life may be half over.
你就想说哎呦我的人生已经过了一半了。
Every decision starts to become more important.
你每一个决定都更重要。
At 50,
到50岁了
I will soon retire.
很快我就要退休了。
You know, you think about money.
你再想想你的那个钱你的账户上的钱。
A teenager doesn't worry if they waste their money.
青少年才不在乎他们浪费钱财呢。
There will be more.
但没关系还有更多。
But at 50, you think I have to retire soon.
然后50岁你想我很快就要退休了。
I need to make wise investments.
我需要做一个有智慧的投资好的投资。
And at 70, 75, 80, every decision is important because there are not many days left.
你到70 75 80岁了你每一个决定都很重要因为没有人生没有多少日子了。
And so Psalm says, God teach me to count my days.
所以那个诗篇的作者说神啊求你知道我怎么样数算自己的日子。
And to recognize,
能够认识知道
how little time I have left.
让我知道说我的人生其实是很短暂。
My screensaver on my computer.
我的那个在我的那个电脑上那个休息的睡眠状态那个屏幕上写的
is two Latin words.
是有两个拉丁字语。
Memento mori.
Memento mori. You have to speak English.
It means.
就是意思是
remember.
记住
you will die.
你会死。
And I have that screensaver.
我把那个放在我的那个就是那个睡眠屏幕的状态。
To remind myself.
就是要提醒我自己。
To count my days.
学会数算我的日子。
And very often that screensaver will come up.
很就一天中，它很多时候它都会跳出来。
And I will stop and look at what I'm doing right there.
然后我就会停下来想想，看看我手中正在做的事情。
And think.
然后就想。
Is this what I want to use the rest of my life on?
我做的这个是不是我余生都要想在上面想做的事情
？Is this really what I want to be doing?
这真的是我想要做的吗
？Because the Psalm says, "When I count my days."
因为诗篇作者说，当我数算我的日子的时候
，I realize every day is important.
我就注意到每一天都很重要。
I was on a plane to China.
有一次我坐飞机去中国。
And I took a piece of paper and I made a box for every year that is likely to a life.
然后我就写画一个方框，每个方框代表我可能要活的那一年。
And then I started to put X's.
然后我就开始说，我已经过去的那一年，我就开始在那儿打勾。
And I started to say, wait.
我说等一等啊。
I'm filling up all the boxes.
我现在已经过了这么多年了，我把这个这么多年都打勾了。
I want to use what is left very wisely.
我想把我剩下的这些年月呢，很有智慧的来用。
Know God, that's the fear of God.
第一个就是说认识神，就是对神的敬畏。
Know ourselves.
第二个是认识我们自己。
Know how we are made.
要了解我们是怎么被造的。
Now, I want to talk about what wisdom teaches us in our life.
然后我们来想说，智慧在我们生命中教导我们什么呢
？For the sake of time, I'm going to skip the first one.
第一个我们就跳过谦卑，我们跳过去。
And go to the second.
我们第二就是讲这个辨别力。
Wisdom is the ability to choose between two paths.
智慧呢是在两条路中间能够做决定的能力。
Now, for most of us, we can choose between good and bad.
对大多数人来讲，在好和坏之间做决定是很容易的。
I have given my students this example.
我给我的学生在大学的里面，我给他们这样一个例子。
It is Thursday night.
现在星期四晚上了。
And you have two choices.
你现在有两个选择。
You can do your homework that is due tomorrow.
你可以现在来做你明天星期五要交的作业。
That is due in 2 weeks.
或者是说能交这个两个星期以后要交的作业。
Or
或者你可以去喝酒喝醉，那是一个很容易的决定，对不对？有一个决定是好的，有个决定是坏的，对不对？大家都了解是不是？如果你不知道哪个决定是不好的，你可以来上完课之后跟我讲。
We will set up a counseling session.
然后我们可以有一个辅导课程。
That is not.The problem for most people.
对大多数来讲，做这个决定是不是问题
？Instead, for my students, here is the problem.
对我学生来讲，这个问题是什么呢
？It is Thursday night.
现在是星期四晚上了。
My homework is due in 2 weeks.
我有一个家庭作业是要两个星期以后交。
Do I start on the assignment?
是我现在就开始来学习这个，来准备吗
？Or do I waste Thursday night playing computer games?
或者星期四晚上我就在那儿玩游戏，浪费时间？这也不是好和坏的一个决定，或者就是说好还有一般般，了解到了吗
？Wisdom is knowing and choosing the best option.
那个智慧呢，就是你要知道，而且能够选这个做出最好的决定。
Someone wrote this.
有个人这么写
：We make decisions.
我们做决定
，and then our decisions.Make us.
然后我们的决定就会塑造我们，就会造作我们。
We choose what we will say.
我们会选择说我想怎么说就怎么说。
What we will think about.
我们会怎么想。
What we will eat.
我们吃什么。
What we will read. Where we will go.
我们读什么，我们去哪儿。
All of those decisions.
所有这些决定。
Add up together.
当他们加到一起的时候。
And what you get is a life.
就是你的一生。
A million little decisions.
上百万个小小的决定。
And all together they make who we are.
他们这上百个小小的决定最后就塑造了我们。
We make the decisions and then the decisions make us.
我们首先我们做决定，然后这些决定就造作了我们。
Wisdom is the ability to make good decisions.
智慧是做出这个卓越决定的能力。
You see, the biggest difference between people who succeed in life and those who do not.
在那个最 那个生命中能够成功能够蓬勃发展的人跟那些没有这样的人他们最大的区别在于什么呢
The biggest difference is not money or health or talent connections
最大的区别不是在于金钱在于健康在于你的人际关系或者在于你的天赋在于你的才能
The biggest difference
最大的区别在于
The ability to make wise good decisions
是做出来好的卓越的决定的能力
Wisdom gives us discernment the ability to choose between two paths
智慧给我们这种辨别力让我们在两条道路之间能够选择
Now again can you be a Christian and not have discernment
你有没有可能是一个基督徒却没有辨别力呢
Yes
当然
But it's going to cause you difficulty
但是会给你带来麻烦
I know people who say what you do is every decision you just pray and ask God.
然后有人就说哦，我每个决定我都祷告问神。
Now that sounds very spiritual.
听起来好像很属灵。
And it sounds very nice.
也听起来很好。
But do you understand that God's purpose is to build us into mature Christians?
你有没有知道神对我们的心意就是要把我们塑造成成熟的人，成熟的基督徒？
How many of you are parents?
多少人是父母？
Let me ask you parents a question.
问父母一个问题。
You have a child,
你有个小孩。
And you want that child to grow up, you want this child to grow up to be mature.
你想要这个孩子成熟。
You want him to be wise.
你想他有智慧聪明。
Which way will help him to learn wisdom?
到底是什么可以帮助他能够学习到智慧呢
?Option one.
第一个选择。
You tell him every choice to make.
你就告诉他每个要做的决定你给他答案。
From when he's a baby,
从他是一个小孩婴儿开始一直到他到成人你都告诉他该怎么做决定。他每个做的决定你就告诉他你这个面对这件事你要这么选择啊。然后他就说爸爸好。他自己从来没做过决定。第二个选择。你让当他小的时候就让他自己开始做这种小小的决定。当他做到这个正确的好的决定的时候他自己会受益。当他做一个错误的决定坏的决定的不好的决定的时候他自己会受苦。然后就一点一滴的他就开始学习做决定做选择。
Which of those two children will grow up to be wiser adults and more mature adults?
你觉得这两个孩子到底哪个会更有智慧当他们长为成人时候
How many of you think the first one who the parents
多少人觉得是第一个Yeah, they do. The first one.就是认为有就是觉得说父母帮他做所有的决定他将来会更有智慧。
How many of you think the second one who
多少人觉得是
yes.
第二个
Now, here's what
父母做决定。这是我还没有做出来的我还没有决定。神想要让我们成为有智慧的成熟的基督徒。
James says if you lack wisdom, ask God and he will give you wisdom.
雅各说如果你缺乏智慧就求神他会给你智慧。
And here's how you gain wisdom.
你怎么样能得到智慧呢
Not by God telling you every decision.
不是说神告诉你每个决定你该怎么做啊。
But by God putting you in places where you have decisions to make.
而是神把你放到一个环境中间你在这个环境中你要做决定。
And as you make the decision, you learn
你在你做决定的时候呢你就从你所做的决定中间来学习你就变得说更有智慧更聪明
And so I don't think God ever intends to tell us every single decision do this, do this, do this, do this, do this
我不觉得说神他想让我们说告诉我们所做事情的每个决定告诉你说这样做那样做这样做那样做
Instead as we follow him and listen to him
当我们跟随他听从他的时候
And as we face decisions and make them, we learn wisdom little by little.
当我们面对决定，我们在做决定的时候，我们就一点慢慢的来学习智慧。
Wisdom teaches us discernment.
然后智慧也告诉我们这个辨别力、明辨力。
Wisdom teaches us sensitivity.
智慧呢也告诉我们说有这种敏感性。
That is the ability to give the right word at the right time.
就是在合适的时机说合适的话语。
One of my favorite verses from Proverbs is 25:11.
我最喜欢的一句经节是在箴言25章第11节。
timely advice,
他说一句话说的合宜，
is as beautiful as golden apples in a silver basket.
就像金苹果落在银网子里。
And that word timely advice is a word that means a will. It's a word that comes around at the right time.
他就是说那个合宜的合时机的话语呢，就好像一个轮子似的。
Have you ever had a friend?
你有没有一个朋友
who had the ability when you faced a difficult situation to give you just the right word for that time?
有没有这样一个朋友，就是在你面对这个难处的时候，他在那个时间所说的话正好是你所需要。你有没有这样，你的生命中有没有这样一位朋友？
That is a wise person.
那是一个有智慧的人。
And their words, their sensitivity helps us.
他们的这个敏感度，他们这个洞察力帮助了他们，也帮助了你。
Have you ever had a friend?
你有没有这样一个朋友，他们有这个能力？
No matter how bad a situation was.
不管你这个情况有多糟糕。
To make it worse.
他有办法让你这个情况更糟糕。
Yeah?
是不是？
You're feeling down.
你本来已经很沮丧了。
You feel like everything is bad.
你觉得每件事都不对劲儿。
And he looks at you and
然后他就看着你说
You really look terrible.
你今天看着真是很糟糕。
And a little bit you had goes down even further.
然后本来已经没有什么已经很沮丧，这么说完了你就更掉下去。
You understand?
你了解到了吗？
Wisdom is the ability to say the right word.At the right time.
就是这个智慧呢，就是知道说在一个合适的时间说这个合适的话语，正好那个话说的刚刚好。
Proverbs says there are people who are not wise enough to use Proverbs.
箴言上说有些人呢，他们虽然知道箴言，但是他们却没有那种智慧来用。
Chapter 26 verse 9, as a thorn in the hand of a drunkard,So is a proverb in the mouth of a fool.
他说箴言二十六章第九节说箴言在愚昧人的口中好像荆棘刺入醉汉的手。
See the picture.
你想想这个画面。
A drunk man takes hold of a thorn bush.
然后有一个喝醉酒的人醉汉里边拿了一个棍子上面都是那个刺，然后就在那块到处挥舞着。
Scratching people,
然后打了人家满身是头上身上都是伤痕。这个箴言上面说醉汉拿了这个大棍子到处刺人的时候，就好像一个箴言在一个愚昧人的口中。
They go around hurting people with.
他们就拿着这个箴言到处走来走去的去伤害别人。
We have a perfect example in the book of Job.
我们在那个约伯记里面有一个很好的一个例子。
Job is hurting.
约伯在很难受。
And his friends come to visit.
他的朋友来看他。
And they have memorized a proverb.
他们已经把这个箴言都记在心里了。
Whatever you sow, you will reap.
他们就说了，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
They know this proverb.
他们知道这个箴言。
And they sat down with Job.
然后他们就跟约伯坐下。
He's lost everything.
约伯撕掉了所有的东西。他浑身上下长满了脓疮。
And they say,
然后他们朋友就说了，
Job,
约伯呀。
Whatever you sow,You reap.
你种的是什么，你收的就是什么。
And he says, that doesn't help me.
约伯说这可帮不了我。
So they say it louder.
然后他们就大声说，你种的是什么。
Job, whatever you sow, you reap.
然后他们大声地说，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
And Job says, that doesn't help.
然后约伯说这个帮不了我。
Listen to me, Job.
然后他们就更说，约伯你听我讲。
You're gonna reap what you sow.
你得到了你所种的，你罪有应得。这个问题是什么？
Is that verse true?
那个箴言是不是对的呢？
Yeah,
是，那是一个真理，是在圣经里。
The problem is it doesn't apply to Job's situation.
而是说他们讲的这个真理不适合约伯的那个情景。
It's not enough to memorize a proverb.
不是说你光背把箴言记住就可以了。
You have to have the wisdom to know what proverb fits this situation.
你要有这种智慧，知道哪一句箴言可以应用在现在的环境中。
I had a friend who did not have wisdom in knowing how to face situations.
我有一个朋友，他不知道，没有这种智慧，就是说怎么来面对环境。
And we were in a meeting.
我们在开会。
And
然后这是一个很困难的会议。
And all of a sudden, I saw my friend get ready.
然后我的朋友就准备好了。
And I knew what he was going to say.
我知道他会想要说什么。
And I said to my friend, "Come here."
然后我就说，哎，你过来一下。
We went outside.
然后我们就出去。
I said, "What are you going to tell?"
我说，你决定你想要说什么呢？
He said, "I'm going to tell."
他说，我要这么说。我说你别那么讲。
He said, "I have to be honest."
他说我这个人要诚实，要坦白。我说不是今天。
Today you have to be silent.
今天你应该保持沉默。
Because what you say is going to make the problem worse, not better.
因为你所讲的会让这个问题更严重，而不是让这个问题变好。
Wisdom is knowing when to say something.
然后智慧就是说，你知道在什么时候该讲什么话。
What to say?
说什么。
Or sometimes when to simply walk away.
或者有的时候就是走开。
Sensitivity.
就是这种敏感度。
And then wisdom teaches us transformation.
然后再一个智慧教导我们这个改变更新。
Proverbs, or Romans, I'm sorry, Romans says,
12章第二节说
transformed by the renewing of your mind.
说只要心意更新而变化。
You see, you can be a Christian.
你可以是一个基督徒。
And still not think.
却不像那个基督徒那样去思想。
Think about this for a moment.
想一下，大家停下来想一下。
You become a Christian at the age of 40 years of age.
想想你40岁信主了，你成为基督徒。
For 40 years, you have thought in an old way of thinking.
你过去40年，你都是一个旧的一个那种世界的想法。
Every decision has been made from a worldly.
你所有的这个决定都是你过去这种属世的这种有罪的这种情形下做的决定。当你是一个不信主的人呢，不信主的时候，我想要声音大一点，大家可以听到。那个 clip 能不能拿个 clipper？ 当你是一个不信主的人的时候，在你的生命中最重要的人是谁呢？
Me.
我自己，我。
Exactly.
对，
Me.
就是我。
Three people.
三个人说很诚实。
Me.
第一个是我。
Myself.
我自己。
And
我
I.
第一个我自己，我。
That was most important.
那三个人是最重要的。
Now you become a Christian.
现在你成为基督徒了。
As a Christian.
作为基督徒。
Who is most important in your life?
那谁是生命中最重要的人呢？第一个神。
And then, among those you can see, the people who is most important.
在你能看到的人中间谁是最重要的呢？
The answer is others.
就是别人。别人。
God has put us here to serve other people.
神把我们放在这里是为了让我们能够服侍别人。
But for 40 years, you have been looking for me first.
但是40年之久你只是说就看我自己。
Are you suddenly going to start to think entirely different things?
你现在会不会突然之间就那个想法完全就变了呢？
Are you suddenly going to automatically put other
people first? 你会不
会
自动的就是就好像一下一个机关一开你就完全把别人放在首位呢？
No.
不会。
Thank you. Your first way of thinking is still going to be me.
你第一个想法还是我自己。
And so God has to begin to change your way of thinking, transform your mind.
所以呢，神要来改变你的想法，改变你的思想。
To begin to think in a new way.
让你有一个全新的一个想法。
That pattern takes time.
那个这个模式呢，需要时间来发展，来形成。
Some of you, as parents, have faced this.
作为父母，你可能要面对这样的问题。
Before you are a Christian.
在你成为基督徒之前
And there is conflict with your children?
你跟你孩子之间有冲突有矛盾
Who is the most important person in your life?
在你的生命中最重要的人是谁呢
Me
我自己
You're good students you know
大家真的是很棒的学生
And so when there is a conflict with my child What is the most important thing to me?
在我跟孩子之间有冲突的时候对我最重要的事情是什么呢
Winning
就是我要这个争论我要跟他赢赢我要胜过他。
Am I right?
对不对
?I want to win.
我想要赢。
I want to look good.
我想要看上去很好。
I want people to know how good a parent I am.
我想让别人知道说我是一个多好的父母。
Because look at my child, how successful they are.
看看我孩子多成功。
I know Chinese parents don't think like that.
我知道中国的父母不是这么想的。
But the other parents around you do.
但是那个周围的人可能是这样想的，你周围的父母。
And then you become a Christian.
现在你成为基督徒，你信主了。
And now what is most important to you?
对你最重要的是什么呢？
God.
神。
Shaping my child in the image of God.
把我的孩子塑造成神所造他的形象。
And do you understand that that means some decisions I'm going to make differently now?
现在我所要做的决定可能就和以前不同了。
Winning isn't going to be number one.
所以要赢并不是说成为最首要的。
But that doesn't happen just like that.
但是这个不是说就一刹那之间发生的。
Instead, as a new believer, that first decision, I immediately,
当你碰到你们的孩子有冲突，你第一个反应就是要跟他这样子争下去。
I can't think that way anymore.
你就在想说我不能再这样的想下去。
That's the transforming of your mind.
这就是你的一个生命做的更新。
When you face money decisions,
当你面对这个金钱上的决定的时候，
when you were an unbeliever,
当你是一个不信主的时候，
what was your number one concern about money?
你最重要的关于钱的，你最在意的是什么呢？
Who was most important?
谁最重要呢？
Me.
还是我自己。
And so my money decisions are made about what will be best for me.
所以我在金钱上做的决定就是怎么决定是对我最好的，对我最有益处的。
And now you become a believer.
现在你信主了。
And what is important is to use my money for God's glory and to serve others.
就是现在就是怎么用我的金钱来荣耀神，来服侍别人。
But does that happen automatically?
那个会不会自动的发生呢？
No,
也不会自动的发生。
Because for 40 years, my mind has thought about me first.
40年之久，我就光想到我自己是第一位。
God works to transform our minds to think in a new way.
神在这样子来在我们身上工作，来改变我们，来更新我们的想法。
All of this is working through wisdom.
这些都是一个智慧的一个在工作，在你的身上来工作。
Through the fear of the Lord.
再一个呢，就是通过敬畏神。
You see, Proverbs teaches us that at the very foundation of wisdom is fear of God.
箴言上讲得很清楚，就是说所有智慧的这个基础，这个根基就是在于对神，对耶和华的敬畏。
Now let me explain what fear of the Lord is.
让我来解释一下什么叫敬畏耶和华。
Because for most of us, the word fear is a negative word.
对我们很多人来讲，敬畏是一个负面的词。
But in the Bible, fear of the Lord is a positive word.
但是在圣经中，敬畏耶和华，敬畏是一个正面的，一个积极的词。
The fear of the Lord means I know who God is.
敬畏耶和华表示说我知道神是谁。
And I know who I am.
我也知道我是谁。
And so I live in right relationship with Him.
所以我跟神之间是有一个正确的一个关系。
You see, in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里边。
Adam and Eve feared God.
亚当跟夏娃他们敬畏神。
They walked in a perfect relationship with God.
他们跟神之间是一个完美的一个完纯全的关系。
They knew who God was.
他们知道神是谁。
He was the authority. He was sovereign.
他是有权柄，他统管万物。
They knew who they were.
他们也知道自己是谁。
And so they walked in obedience.
所以他们就顺服神，跟神同行。
And then Satan comes.
然后这时候撒旦来了。
And says, "You don't really know who God is."
然后撒旦就说，你不知道神是谁。
You think he wants what is best for you.
你觉得他想要对你最好的。
But he doesn't.
但是实际上他不是。
He's keeping your eyes closed from the knowledge of good and evil.
他把你的眼睛闭起来，不让你看到那个善恶这个知识，不让你有对善恶分辨的知识。
And Satan says you don't even know who you are.
你甚至都不知道你是谁，撒旦说。
You think you are submissive, but you could be like God.
你觉得你在顺服神，实际上你是可以像神的。
And Eve tries to turn everything upside down.
然后呢，夏娃呢就想把这个事情全部颠倒过来。
And to raise herself.
她想把神给放下去，把自己给抬高到向神。
She no longer lives in the fear of God.
所以她就不再生活在对神的敬畏之中。
And her decisions are no longer wise.
然后 当他不再敬畏神的时候，他所做的决定就不再聪明，不再有智慧。
Exodus chapter 20.
在这个第出埃及记第二十章。
Moses explains this.
摩西就解释了。
When he says, "Fear God."
他说敬畏神。
Keep his fear before your faces.
对神敬畏，把对神的那种敬畏放在你跟前，时常敬畏神。
So that you don't need to be afraid.
所以你就不会害怕神。
I love that verse.
我很喜欢那句话。
Because here's what it means.
他说的是什么意思呢？
If I fear God, I don't have to be afraid of anything else.
如果我敬畏神的话，我敬畏神，我就不会怕别的事情。
If I live in the right relationship with Him, with the relationship, the fear of God.
如果我跟神有正确的关系，我对神有正确的敬畏。
Then I can trust him. I don't have to be afraid of other things.
我就可以信靠他，我就不会害怕别的事情。
The fear of God is what gives wisdom.
智慧是给我们，就是对神的敬畏带给我们智慧。
Now let me move on. I know I'm falling behind.
我知道我现在有点比我的要讲要死要短要在后边了，有点落后落后了。
Let me talk about the fool.
现在我们来谈论这个愚人。
I've talked a little bit about the path to wisdom.
我刚才讲了一点关于这个智慧的道路。
I become wise by fearing God.
我会通过对神的敬畏变得更有智慧。
I become wise by knowing the right relationship between me and God.
我就变得更有智慧，如果我知道我和神之间的正确的关系，有正确的关系。
But let me talk about the fool a bit.
现在我们来谈论一下这个愚人。
Because Proverbs says to us, yes, you can be wise.
箴言上讲了，是的，你可以有智慧。
But it also says there will be fools who will despise wisdom.
我们也讲到说，愚妄人会藐视智慧和训诲。
You see, as you are seeking to become wise, you are going to be bumping into people who are fools and who enjoy being fools.
然后你在寻求智慧之后，你会碰到人，这些人呢是愚妄人，他们也很享受就是这样愚妄。
And for Proverbs,
在箴言里边,
this is a very serious decision to make. Am I going to be wise or am I going to be foolish?
就是你要说我成为智慧人还是愚妄人，这是一个很重要的决定，你要做的一个决定。
Now, when I ask, are you foolish? Many of you kind of laughed.
当我问说你觉得你愚笨吗？大家都有些人可能会笑。
And that's okay, I'm not fussing at you.
我不会说挑剔你们这个。
But we often think of the fool as almost something silly and funny.
我们很多时候就觉得那个好像愚人就是那种傻傻的、笨笨的、很可笑的。
But in Proverbs,
但是在箴言里边
,being a fool is very serious.
做一个愚人是很严肃的一个问题。
In fact, Proverbs says being a fool leads to death.
他就说这个愚妄会带你到死亡灭亡。
And so I want you to understand what a fool is.
我想让大家了解到底什么是愚人。
Proverbs uses three different words for a fool.
这个箴言里面用了三个不同的词来描绘这个愚人。
Starting from simple.
第一个是从这个叫愚蒙人或者叫无知的人。
Getting worse.
然后再变得更糟糕一点。
Fool,
就变成这个愚顽人。
And then the one that is the worst is the scorner.
最糟糕的就是这个亵慢人或者讥讽者。
The simple.
这个愚蒙人或者说无知的人。
The simple is a person who is naive.
这个愚蒙人呢，他就是一个有点幼稚。
He is irresponsible.
他不负责任。
He is mature.
他不成熟。
Now, let me explain that all of us begin at this stage.
其实我们所有人都是从这个无知的人，这个愚蒙人开始的。我们都是，那是我们的最刚开始的阶段。
None of us are born wise.
没有人生下来就有智慧。
Okay?
对不对?
We are born simple. That means we don't know.
我们都生下来就是无知的，对不对?
And so when a child is simple, that's not a negative term.
当你说这个孩子愚蒙或者无知，这并不是一个负面的词。
It means they must be taught.
就是要，这就是只是意味着说他们要学习，要被教导。
But here's the thing.
这个问题在哪里呢？事情。
This person who is simple.
这个愚蒙人呢？
When they face a decision, will they naturally make the wise decision?
当这个愚蒙人面对决定，他们会很自然的就做一个有智慧的决定吗？
No.
不会的。
And so they need parents to guide them.
所以他们需要父母来引导他们。
To help point them.
帮助他们，就是带领他们
towards wisdom，
让他们去做这个正确的决定，有智慧的决定。
Proverbs 7 gives us a picture of this simple。
箴言第七章给了我们这个一个描述，就是这个无知这个愚蒙人的一个描述。
Proverbs 7 describes a young man who is walking down the street。
就讲到说，箴言第七章讲到一个年轻人就在街上这样走过去。
And he passes the house of an immoral woman。
他就是走进这个淫妇的这个巷口。直往他家的路去。
And Proverbs does not say this young man was a bad young man. He says he was a simple young man.
箴言没说这个年轻人是个不好的年轻人，只是说他是个愚蒙人，无知的人。
And so he blindly walks into danger.
这个无知的人少年人呢，就是这么好像啥也没看见就走到危险之中。
Proverbs says, because he does not know that her house is the gateway to death.
他说这个年轻人，这个无知的年轻人不知道他的家是在阴间之路。
That is the simple.
那是一个无知愚蒙人。
Blindly walking into trouble.
就是这个眼睛啥也不看的，就这么傻傻的走到危险之中。
I was teaching at the college.
我在那个大学里教书。
And about the simple.
就讲到这个愚蒙人，这个无知的人。
And one of my students said, I can explain this.
然后一个年轻人就说，我可以解释这一句。
His parents were missionaries in Africa.
他的父母是去非洲的宣教士。
Out in the field, he found there was a pit of cobras.
他在那个 what?
Snakes, very poisonous snakes.
他说他在那个田地上就发现一个有个洞，那个是什么呢？是蛇窝，那个蛇是眼镜蛇。
My student was simple.
然后我的学生就是这个愚蒙无知的年轻人。
He went to the house and he found some gasoline.
然后我的学生就回家找了一些汽油。
And a match.
然后又找了一个火柴。
And he thought, I wonder what will happen if you light a match and throw the gasoline in the pit of snakes.
他就说我想想该怎么弄呢，我把这个油倒到这个蛇窝里，然后把一个火柴放进去。
I can tell you what will happen.
我可以告诉你们后来发生了什么事。
It will make them very angry.
然后让他很生气。
And you don't want to make a cobra angry.
然后你会让那个你拿那个火去烧这个蛇，这个眼镜蛇会很生气，你不想让眼镜蛇很生气。
Now, was my student bad?
我学生是个坏孩子吗？
No.
不是。
He was simple.
他就是那个愚蒙无知。
Okay, that's the first step.
这是第一步。
Now, here's what I want you to understand.
我想要你了解到。
As long as a person is young and simple, that is normal.
对一个小孩子，对一个年轻来讲，他年轻，他愚蒙无知，这个是很正常的。
Do not, parents, blame your children for being simple.
不要去责备你的孩子，为了他，因为他愚蒙无知，你就去责怪他。
For those of us, we tend to judge them for being simple.
我们有时候看到他们那么愚蒙无知，就会去论断他们，判断他们。
You ought to know better.
你应该知道啊，怎么这么都不知道
？Why?
为什么
？What? Because I know better.
因为我知道啊，你怎么就不知道呢
？They are still simple.
因为他们现在还在这个愚蒙无知的阶段。
Don't blame them for being simple.
不要去因为他们愚蒙无知去责怪他们。
Okay? But
但是。
Every time we make a decision,
我们每次做了一个决定
we either become more wise,
我们或者是变得更聪明
or more foolish,
或者更愚拙
So when the simple young person makes the wrong decision,
当这个愚拙无知的年轻人做一个错误愚拙的决定的时候
they move towards folly,
他们会向愚妄的方向走
You understand?
了解到吗
Now here is where as parents,Our job is not to scream. How could you be so stupid?
我们的工作不是对着孩子喊你怎么这么笨呢
？Our job is to say, look at the results of that decision.
我们的是帮助他们看到他们做出来决定的这个后果。
And to guide them.
然后来引导他们。
Towards wisdom.
去走向这个智慧的决定。
But
但是
，if The simple refuses to listen to wisdom.
但是这个愚蒙无知人如果拒绝听智慧
Then Proverbs begins to use the term a fool.
下边的那个箴言就用那个愚昧人愚妄人来形容他
Now in The Hebrew language.
在那个希伯来的原文里边。
I love the word that is used for fool in Proverbs.
他用那个用来这个愚昧人的这个词是很有意思的。
The word that is used for fool in Proverbs is fat.
他说那个愚顽人愚妄人的意思就是说是一个胖子。
Because the idea is a person whose heart is surrounded by fat and wisdom can't get in.
他的意思就是那个画面就是有一个人的心呐、啊，那个愚顽人的心被脂肪包裹，所以呢智慧不能进去。
It kind of has come into English when you talk about a person who is a fathead. They won't listen.
有些人就说那个大头，就是那个头呢，就是好像都被脂肪包着，就听不进去，大头什么也听不进去。
The fool is stubborn.
所以呢，这个愚昧人呢，就是很固执。
He likes his folly.
他喜爱他的愚妄。
Proverbs says this.
箴言这样说
：Like a dog that goes back to its vomit.
就像狗回去吃它所吐的。
A fool goes back to his folly.
愚妄人重复他所做的愚妄。
My wife has a little dog.
我太太有一个小狗。
I don't have a dog.
我没狗，那不是我的狗。
It's her dog.
是她的狗。
And when the dog gets sick,
当那个狗生病的时候
，and throws up,
然后那狗吐了。
Then she has to watch the dog because the dog wants to go right back and.
他就要看着那个狗，因为那个狗就要回去吃他所吐的，在那里边玩。
Proverbs says that's the way the fool is.
然后那个箴言上说，愚妄人就是这样的。
He says like a pig that goes back to the mud.
就像那个猪喜欢在那个泥沼里边打滚。
You take a little pig.
你把一个小猪带出来。
And you give it a nice bath.
你给那小猪洗干净。
And you clean it up.
你把它洗好了。
And you spray perfume on it.
你再给它喷点香水。
And put a little bow around it.
你就算给它再戴个小蝴蝶结在它的脖子上。
And let the pig loose.
你就放手让那个猪跑掉。
Where will the pig go?
你知道小猪去哪儿吗？去那个泥沼里，又跑到那个泥里边去了。
When we reject wisdom.
当我们拒绝智慧的时候。
And this is why I started by saying those decisions that you make, the little ones.
就是我刚开始说的那些小小的你做的决定。
The foolish decision is the easy one.
这个愚笨的愚拙的决定是容易的做的。
But every time you make the foolish decision,
每次你做
you are going back to the mud.
你每次做那个愚拙的决定就好像那个猪又回到那个泥沼里边那个泥里边。
And you come to the place where you are not simple, you are foolish.
你就不再是那个愚蒙无知，你真的是变成愚昧人了。
And we become too stubborn to admit we are fools.
然后你就很固执，你不承认自己是愚昧的。
We won't listen.
你也不会听从。
Proverbs says the fool is too impatient to search for wisdom.
然后那个箴言上讲到，这个愚昧人呢是没有这个耐心去寻求智慧。
You see, which is easier, to get folly or to get wisdom?
是变得有智慧容易呢，还是变得愚妄容易呢？愚蠢、愚昧容易呢？
Folly
变得愚昧更容易。
And the fool always chooses the easiest option.
这个愚昧人呢，总是会选择这个容易的道路。
Now, let me real quickly.
让我很快的过去。
The third one is
第三个是就讲到这个亵慢者。
And here is why being a fool is so dangerous.
作为 ，you mean the scholar? 这个亵慢者是为什么这么危险呢
？Because I move from being simple.
因为现在你已经从愚蒙无知。
When I won't listen, I become a fool.
然后你不听从了，你就变成一个愚昧人。
And Proverbs says,
箴言上说
that if I continue in that path, I will become a scorner or a mocker.
所以你要在那个愚昧上，你再不听从智慧，你继续这样走下去，你就变成这个讥讽者或者说亵慢人。
Now, for the simple, they can be taught.
愚蒙无知的人，你可以教导他。
The simple can be taught by instruction.
那个你给他一些指教，这个无知的人，愚蒙人可以被教导。
It is harder to teach the fool, but they can be taught.
然后再教的这个愚昧人就比较困难一些，但是还是可以教。
Proverbs says the fool is taught by suffering the consequences of their folly.
所以这个愚昧人呢是要从他们所受的苦中来学习。
Parents,
父母们
，when your child breaks the rule in school.
当你的孩子在学校里就是违规不听话的时候
，It is because they are foolish.
因为他们愚昧。
When they get in trouble for doing it.
当他们因为做错事情惹麻烦的时候。
Please, please, please do not get them out of trouble.
请你们请你们一定不要把他们从这个麻烦中给带出来。
Please don't say, well, I'm your father and I love you, so I'm going to go tell that principal he has to change.
然后我不是说哎呀我是你爸爸妈妈我这么爱你我也给校长说了校长要改变。
Because if you do that, you don't love them.
如果你这样做你实际上不是在爱他们。
Because Proverbs says,
因为箴言上说,
the way the fool will become wise is by suffering,
因为这个愚昧人他们能变得智慧的, 聪明的,
the consequences of their folly.
就是要他们要承受他们做出这种愚昧决定的后果。
You understand?
了解到了吗?
And I want that to happen on small problems rather than waiting until the consequences going to jail.
然后我想让他们在小的事情小的决定上就承受这个决定而不是等到他要到进监狱才去承受这个决定。
But if the fool refuses to listen to the pain,
如果愚昧人在这个受后苦痛苦的决定中还是不学习的话
they become a scorner.
他们就变成亵慢人。
And the scorner is the one who deliberately rejects all wisdom.
这个亵慢人就是有意的、故意的拒绝所有的智慧。
Rejects anyone who corrects them.
拒绝任何纠正他们的人。
Proverbs says, "Don't even correct the scorner."
然后那个圣经上箴言上说，甚至你都不要去想要去纠正一个亵慢者。
And instead, the scorner.Seeks to pull others to follow.
然后这个亵慢人呢，还要把别人带到这个愚昧的道路上。
Romans says it like this.
罗马书是这样说的。
They not only do wrong, but they lead others to do wrong.
不但自己去行，还喜欢带着别人去行。
One writer says it like this.
有一个作者这样写道。
Imagine that you have a compass.
想象一下，你有一个指南针。
And the compass points to north.
然后这个指南针呢，它指的北边是往那个方向。
That's the direction you should go.
那是北边，你应该走。
But you insist on going south.
然后你呢，非要往南边走。你说我在。
You're headed in the wrong direction.
你走的是个错误的方向。
But is there hope for you?
但是那边还是有盼望的。
Yes, because you have a compass.
因为你还是有这个指南针嘛。
You can turn around.
你还是可以能够转过来走这个正确的方向。
But if you break your compass.
但是如果你把你的这个指南针给弄坏。
If you make your compass show that north is south.
如果你把你的指南针把它改变重新设计让它称这个指南针指着南边却先是北边。
You are lost forever.
那你就永远的这个丧失了。
Because there is nothing even to tell you you are wrong.
你甚至都没有什么东西可以告诉你你到底是哪出错了。
That is the scorner.
这就是那个亵慢者。
Who rejects the fear of the Lord.
他拒绝对神的敬畏。
And no longer has anything to point them in the right direction.
也没有任何东西告诉他们到底哪个方向是正确的。
And so, wisdom and folly.
所以呢智慧跟愚昧。
Becomes very serious.
就是变得很严肃。
Because the further I go, the more I am twisting my compass.
因为你走得越远，你就是把你的那个指南针就是改变的越多，扭曲的越多。
We are out of time.
我们现在没时间了。
I think I prepared 3 hours worth for a 15.
我可能准备了三十分钟，要十五分钟讲完。
I'm a fourth of the way through.
我才讲了四分之一。
So let me just wrap up with this.
然后我就很快的结束。
Every decision you make,
你所做的每一个决定
Proverbs says, is
箴言说
guiding you towards wisdom,
或者是带领你向智慧
or towards folly,
或者带领你走向愚昧。
Don't ever say,
从来不要说
well, I know what I ought to do.
你不要说哎呀我知道我应该做什么。
But right now I'm going to go this way.
啊，但是现在就先这样做吧。
Because the further I go this way, the harder it is to turn around.
因为你在那个道路上，愚昧的道路上走得更远，你就越来难回头。
My student made a bad decision.
我的学生做了一个错误的决定，一个坏的、糟糕的决定。
And then another bad decision.
然后又做了一个糟糕的决定。
And another bad decision.
然后又做了一个糟糕的决定。
And he finds that if he drinks enough, maybe he can forget his bad decision.
然后他又觉得说，我再多喝点酒，我可能就忘掉我所做的这个所有的糟糕的决定。
And so that's a bad decision.
然后那又是一个糟糕的决定。
And he ends up.
他最后呢
？Arrested.
被抓了，被逮捕了。
and in prison.
然后在监狱里边被判刑了。
And when we talked,
当我们一起来，我跟他讲谈话的时候，
he said to me,
他对我说，
I never decided to do anything bad.
我从来没有说我要做这种坏事啊，做错事情啊。
I took a little step.
我每次就走了一小步，
just little.
就一点点，就一个小小的步。
And then I took a little step.
然后又再走一小小步。
It was just little.
就一点点。
And little.
然后再走 一小步。
And the further you go,
你走得越远。
All of those little decisions,
所有的那些 小小的细微的决定最后就。
For money,
第一个是不管是在金钱上。
For our talk,
让我们的讲话上。
For the people we spend time with,
我们周围所花时间在一起的朋友。
For raising our children, all of the
所有的我们怎么样带孩子所我们所做的小小的决定。
Until at some point we are far from wisdom.
直到我们到了一个地步，我们离智慧已经太远了，已经很远。
Now, maybe the next time we are together, I'll talk about how you get back there.
下一次我们会讲你走到这么远，你怎么回到这个正确智慧的路上。
But for now, let me simply say,
现在我就想简单的说，
Every decision is important.
每一个决定都很重要。
And so we make them in the fear of God.
所以我们要在对神的敬畏上来做这个决定。
Seeking what makes me more like him, what honors him.
来寻找说我要做什么决定可以让我更像神，更能够尊荣他。然后这样的一个小决定，小小的决定
，to wisdom,
会引导我们到神的面前。
Dear God, help us to be people who are wise.
主啊，帮助我们成为有智慧的人。
Who walk in relationship with you?
在跟你有关系，有个正确的关系中行走。
Guide us to make wise decisions with our families.
帮助我们能够在跟我们的家庭做正确的决定，在我们的婚姻中做正确的决定，所有我们的金钱，所有你给我们做有智慧的决定。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。